Walking meditation is a practice to balance out the sitting meditation, which can take a toll on some bodies, and actually many bodies may even find that they prefer the walking meditation. The great thing is walking meditation can be done in a tiny space. You don't need a lot of space, and it's simply, there are three instructions: lift, shift, place. That is it, over and over again. And the idea is to feel as if you are really noticing the foot as it places itself onto the floor and feel into it. So a woman who teaches a lot of anatomy at our studio told me that a quarter of our bones are in our feet. I couldn't believe it. And there's tons and tons of nerve endings. Also, you may be familiar with something like reflexology, right? So it's like so yummy. And so the idea here is take off your shoes. For those of you who live in a warm climate, maybe even go outside. Feel your feet on the grass as you walk forward and back. I'm going to walk you through the beginning stages of this practice. And I also just want to remind you of the simplicity of it. It's very similar to our seated meditation, where as the mind wanders, we work to bring it back to this moment, this breath, and this sensation. So find a quiet place where you can walk undisturbed for about 10 minutes without distractions, and where you can walk back and forth for a distance of, say, 10 to 20 feet. And bring your full and undivided attention to this practice. So start off by walking slowly and paying attention to the sensations on the soles of your feet as each part of the sole, from the heel to toes, touches the ground. Notice how the body moves as you walk and how the arms may swing back and forth. If at any point you notice the mind wandering from walking, which it will, just acknowledge it and gently bring the focus back. So let's begin. Begin standing and by taking a moment to feel into your body. Feel the connection of the body to the ground or the floor. Become aware of your surroundings, spending a few moments taking in any sights, smells, tastes, sounds, or other sensations. Also note and acknowledge any thoughts and emotions, and let all of these sensations and internal experiences be just as they are. There's nothing to change. Now mindfully begin to focus solely upon walking as you shift the weight to the left leg and begin to lift the right foot up. Then move it forward and then place it back on the ground. Mindfully shift the weight to the right leg. Begin to lift the left foot up. Then move it forward. Then place it back down on the ground. Start off by walking slowly and paying attention to sensations on the soles of the feet as each part of the sole, from the heels to toes, touches the ground. Notice how the body moves as you walk with your arms either swinging back and forth or clasped behind or in front of you. Walk with awareness, one step at a time. Continue walking one step at a time until you come to the designated endpoint. Without interrupting the flow of mindfulness, bring awareness to the intricate process of turning and beginning to walk back to where you started. Walk with awareness, one step at a time. Continue walking, turning, and returning, one step at a time. Lift, shift, place. If your mind has wandered, gently bring it back to your breath, to the sensations of your movements. Feel into your body. Lift, shift, place. Thich Nhat Hanh has a beautiful quote. It basically says, "Walk as if your feet are kissing the earth." How would that feel for you? What does walking as if your feet are kissing the earth feel like? As you come to the end of your 10-minute walking meditation practice, pause in mountain pose, strong, tall, proud. Notice the sensations, thoughts, and emotions. Let all these sensations and internal experiences be just what they are. Close your eyes and take 5 deep breaths with me. Inhale through the nose. Exhale through the nose. Inhale through the nose. Exhale through the nose. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Gently allow your eyes to flutter open. Namaste.